You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin, live from the Civic Media Studios, this is Mino and the Mayor. Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive. And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Hour number two, Mino and the Mayor, 97.9 FM, WGBW, 98.3, 96.5 FM, WISS. And, of course, the Civic Media app. It is perfect weather out there right now. A little bit cool this morning, but it's going to be so nice. This is the July is going to be a phenomenal month. And, of course, we've got the 4th of July coming up. And we've been talking all morning. This was almost like a cooking show all morning we've had here today. And we want to talk to somebody who's an expert on the ultimate 4th of July and summer menu, Shaughnessy Ireland. Good morning, Shaughnessy.
Good morning. How are you today?
Phenomenal.
Hungry.
Yes, because we've already been talking about this stuff. I got to tell you something. Just going through all your background and all the different things you like to talk about, you had me at, hang on here, because I could live on charcuterie boards, but the barbecue charcuterie board is over and above.
Is that too extra for you?
Yes.
That's okay. Hey, I'm all about the boards because you guys, when entertaining, I just think it's the easiest way to do things, especially if you have everything lined up, even for hot dogs and hamburgers as a DIY. That way people can just kind of go down the line, prepare it how they want. If they want chili on it, if they want cheese on it, if they want onions, you know, that way it doesn't have the host making all these things and preparing it. So kind of having the board, I know that it sounds, you know, cliche and there's so many charcuterie boards for everything, but it just makes sense.
I agree. I love them.
And it's nice to entertain and not have to work. Have it all set up ahead of time so you can enjoy the party.
I mean, that's the goal, right?
Right.
I love the, you know, prepping ahead of time. Now is the time to check the grill, make sure it works, make sure you have everything you need. You can go ahead and start preparing some of those side dishes even, you know, right. The macaroni and cheese casserole. You can go ahead and freeze that. You can, anything that you can prepare ahead of time, even the dips, some of the dips you can make way ahead of time, go ahead and prepare that now. That way you're not super stressed the day of. Of course, the night before, we want to make sure that we're marinating everything, having our meat ready to go, and that way nobody's running out to the store last minute. And also, guys, don't be afraid to ask your guests to bring something. They can bring a side dish. They can bring a bag of chips. They can bring a six-pack, whatever it may be. Invite people to experience the party with you as the host and bring something. And this also helps out if people have dietary needs or if they have allergies, they could bring something that they know that they can eat on the 4th of July.
Yeah. So we kind of in this neck of the woods have the hot dogs and brats down. Tell me about the ribs. What would you, if you want to serve ribs, you know, sometimes it takes a long time and sometimes, you know, tell me how you would prepare and serve ribs if you're having a picnic barbecue at 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah, so I think the, you know, pre-cut the ribs definitely before serving to just kind of make sure that everything is put together really well. You want to keep them warm, but you, of course, don't want to dry them out. So you can actually put a bit of warm barbecue sauce and a splash of apple juice to keep them really moist. Cover them with foil. Make sure that they are in a warm oven or on the cool side of the grill. You do not want to keep cooking these things, so that way everything's ready to go. And then, of course, you know, make sense. Serve them with wet wipes because they're going to get dirty. People are going to get dirty, and, you know, it's always just best taste not to wear white barbecues anyway.
Todd was going to jump in something right here.
I was just going to say, Shaughnessy, Jim would never have wet wipes because they're disposable. The man loves linens, so he would have special linens for
would you
each
discourage linens at a rib party?
I mean, you guys said that the charcuterie board was extra. Linens? I would definitely discourage that. You don't want to have that. The wet wipes, not the disposable napkins. I know it's not the best for the environment, but it's once a year, right?
Well, yeah, okay. Well, we'll see. But when would you cook the ribs, though? When would you cook them? You would cook them the day before, would you? When would you? You're going to.
No.
So you just
morning of
the morning
and
of.
You're just
okay.
gonna want to slow cook them. You know, you don't want to rush anything. Slow is the name of the game with barbecue.
Absolutely.
But the day of, for sure.
Okay.
I think that if you do them ahead of time, they're just gonna be nasty.
Can you That's do them in a gas grill though, or does it have to be charcoal or wood?
You know, this is an often very heated debate. I think that charcoal and wood just tastes better. I think most people would agree with that. If you don't have the option to have that, you can even put wood chips in foil and put them on your grill. That kind of gives it a little bit of that smoky taste. But I think that if you want to go with the ultimate ribs, you got to have the charcoal or you got to have the wood chips for sure.
Or at a coffee can, too. You can throw some wood chips in there.
Yeah. That doesn't sound too...
Mm. One of the things in the information you sent along, Shanice, was some of the stores that you can find some of the products that you're talking about this morning. And one of the... It was a dollar store, which, by the way, John Mino, okay, loves the dollar stores.
Yes.
Jim Schmidt, not so much. You can actually get good stuff there, right?
I love the Dollar Tree. You guys, I buy so much stuff at Dollar Tree.
Thank you.
I have five kids, so things get broken and destroyed very, very quickly in my house. So the Dollar Tree is
That's because they're
the
from the Dollar
go.
Tree.
Quiet you.
Yeah. And the product I think you're talking about is the Rayburn sandwiches. They have these pulled pork sandwiches that you can find at the Dollar General. And you can pop them in the microwave for 90 seconds. You can pop them on the grill. And they're just fresh and ready to go for your guests when they arrive for your party.
Mino knew exactly what you were talking about.
He's nodding his head.
Those are phenomenal.
He's drooling.
Yeah.
But how about Hy-Vee? You have that listed too.
Yeah, you can also purchase them there as well. I don't know if you do have Meijer.
Oh, yeah. We love them too.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. That you can also find Rayburn's at Meijer. Or you can just go to rayburns.com. To look at the different variety of the flavors they have, the Philly cheesesteak, the chicken sandwich, as I mentioned, the pulled pork sandwich, and then you can find out where they are locally there. Right.
But, you know, another thing, just going back to the ribs and cooking stuff like that, do people, when they go to something like that, like if it's all family, it's no big deal, you know, you got stuff all over your face and you're sweating and your food and whatever and everything's, but if you're at a little bit more of a formal type party, what would you suggest you kind of stay away from? Because sometimes people want to be a little bit hoity-toity with what they serve, but you know what I mean? You don't want to be that guy with a big splotch on his shirt, which I've been at times. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, I know exactly what you're saying. I mean, I guess you would have to stay away from the wings and the ribs and anything that's really super juicy. But I don't know. Maybe you need to take a bib with you or have your linen napkins on your chest. But I think,
you know, now that my father-in-law would slap a bib on.
I believe it.
We had some pretty... I was like, really?
Yeah.
He did. I believe it.
Hey, do you have to, what are some of the things, Shanice, right now that, you know, every year something might be a little bit trendy or something cool that if you wanted to like go, I don't want to say over the top, but you wanted to really impress some people where it's like, oh, it wasn't just brats and the, you know, pasta salad. It was, oh, what could somebody do without like breaking the bank? You know, going to these stores that you and I like to frequent and whatever, what could you really impress people with?
I think the dessert, you know, you got to have a good dessert. And, you know, you guys, it sounds so cliche, but just having the sliced up strawberries and the blueberries to make the American flag on perhaps a sheet cake dessert with Cool Whip and some vanilla pudding and a little bit of crust at the bottom of it. I actually have a recipe for that over on my Instagram. And then even having the angel food cake in cups with the little toothpicks with American flags, anything red, white, and blue, I just think it really elevates the tablescape, and it can really make a boring meal turn into something super festive. So just keeping in mind with the theme and the American flag, you can even have some out there for the kids. Those are always a fan favorite. You don't have to get super crazy. You don't have to break the bank, but at the same time, you can make everything look really nice.
Where can we find you?
I'm on Instagram. It's just at Shanice the Ireland. I also have a blog. It's called shesbecomingdomestic.com. YouTube, TikTok, all the social media. If you just Google my name, you can find me.
I do think that American flag, and that's kind of a little bit becoming, you know, the pumpkin pie of Thanksgiving. I just think that's kind of healthy because you do have the blueberries and you do have the strawberries.
Yeah.
What did you say about the cups for the kids? What is that again? You mentioned.
So, yes. So I just take little plastic cups and I put angel food cake in it with some Cool Whip, strawberries and blueberries, put one of those little American flag toothpicks on top, and it's super festive and wonderful.
All right, to make it the red, white, and blue. All right, I got it. That's cool.
I got to go back to the one other thing, though. What would you not recommend people trying to serve, especially if they haven't done it before?
Gosh, that's a great question.
Lobster.
Brisket? I don't know. Lobster? Yeah.
That's pretty tricky.
Actually, lobster is a good one. Lobster is a good one. I don't know if everyone's going to love lobster at the table. It's a little tricky. You don't want to be getting the live lobsters and trying to make them day of. That could be really disastrous.
I think
you just got to stick to the basics.
Right.
Brats, hot dogs, burgers, ribs, pasta salad. I mean, that's what people are going to expect, and that's what they want for the 4th of July.
I was just going to say, that would be weird to go to a 4th of July party and see a lot of fish or lobster. And people are like, okay, this is weird.
The only thing I would think would be weirder than that, Jim, is going to a 4th of July party, let's say at your house, and the cake is a Panamanian flag.
It wasn't like a young guy from
Panama. Wonderful gentleman.
I would have made a Panamanian flag. I thought he was from Puerto Rico. That was the difference. If he would have come over, I was going to present him a Puerto Rican flag, which is an American, they're from America. So I'm glad he's not coming. I know. That would have been weird. That would have been weird because they're not part of us.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, anyway.
All right. So thanks for bringing that up, John.
Yeah. Throw that one out to your people there, Shaughnessy. Yeah, right. Yeah. Hey, this is a lot of fun. I just have to ask you, though, are you one of those people that, you know, then you have people expect you when you do have a backyard party or something, they expect you to have the coolest one on the block?
Oh, I mean, obviously, yeah, 100%. Parties are themed. Like I said, I have 5 kids, so I have a built-in circus in the backyard. Lots of entertainment, lots of fun. It's a lot of fun. I love to entertain. I love having all the neighbors over. Don't really love the cleanup. Would really like my husband to step up in that aspect, but that's okay. We're learning.
Well, this has been fun, Shaughnessy. Have you ever had any Wisconsin food? You ever been up here for anything?
You know, I actually have not. I need to make a trip, don't I?
Absolutely.
I will say about your Dollar General and Dollar Tree, those are good places to get, like, the balloons, the decorations. No. I'm talking about...
all those kind of little things that, you know...
But the festive, the things that you want to put on the table.
Yeah.
You know, that's cool
stuff.
They don't have the cloth linens.
No, but
Jim's got several sets.
Yeah, and I bought those candles, the red, white, and blue candles.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Yeah, that stuff, sorry. But anything...
Why not go there instead of paying twice as much as someplace else? Firm believer in that. And with 5 kids, like you said, Shaughnessy... I took my granddaughters there one day. I told them, I said, you can each have $10 to buy anything you want. Wow. They were in heaven. Yeah. That was the greatest $10 you could possibly ever spend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, and let's be honest, guys, we're probably going to be throwing away all of that stuff after the 4th, after this weekend. So it's best just not to invest a ton of money in these decorations that are probably going to get ripped or stained with your barbecue sauce or whatever it could be.
Right.
Okay, one last time. Tell us where everybody can find you. You've got a phenomenal personality. I'd love to watch some of your things.
Right.
Thank you. I'm on Instagram. It's just at Shaughnessy Ireland, YouTube, TikTok, blog, all of it. So I think there's only one of me out there. So if you Google me, you're bound to find me.
Shaughnessy Ireland, like the country.
Yes, that's it.
Outstanding. You've been fun.
Thank you.
You bet.
It was fun. Happy 4th of July.
Same to you.
Enjoy your linen. And hopefully we can
try
to get it soon.
Linens and lobsters.
Shaughnessy, you're really great. Thank you so much.
See ya. Oh, my gosh. Lobsters and linens. That's his new place.
Nothing says the 4th better than that.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Before we go live, can I have you guys just look at the camera real quick in front of you and just see how you're sitting?
Oh. You want to move in this way, Johnny?
Well, Jim, you should be over that way a little bit. You should both be. See how the TV screens are right behind you?
Yep.
See how that works?
Yep. Got it.
Perfect. Thanks, guys.
All right.
Back to Mino and the Mayor now.
Can you see him being a wedding photographer?
2 years. Got it.
Yeah.
Do we, though?
Yeah, no. Tori says, in order to get back into welding, don't you first have to be a welder? All right, Tori.
Okay.
Very much.
I think he's right. Yeah. I think he's onto something.
I think you're right, Jim.
Shaughnessy was great. She was fun.
You know, it. What's nice about what she said is don't make it too difficult, right?
Yeah.
Just make it kind of simple and get the decorations. And
well, like your hot dog bar, right? Was that difficult?
That was awesome. No. Yeah. That was like that.
Okay,
was,
can I just say, no one says about their own party, it was awesome. No one can judge their own parties.
Okay, let me.
Todd, am I right or am I wrong?
All I'm saying, John, it was.
Well, Jim would know if it was good or bad, and I think he would be honest with us about that.
First of all, okay, I don't want to say rave reviews. What was nice about that party was I really got to spend time with the guests because it was all set up, and all I did was kind of visit people because it was easy. They just got the hot dogs, get the buns. They could the beer and wine, and there's an open bar. They could mix whatever they want. People didn't drink very much that night. And that's what she's telling to do. Don't do all the work. Don't wait on people. Set it up, charcuterie board, whatever you want to do, and let them. And I think people are okay with picnics. It's a little bit different, you know, dinners, but I like that. And I think she made some good points on Dollar Tree and going there to get the decorations and some of the stuff.
I'm absolutely.
Sure about the food, but yeah. No, it's great. I mean, we're going to have parties every night.
What are you doing for the 4th?
We're going to be up at Elkhart Lake.
Oh, that's right.
What's going to be fun about that is I have 3 adult children with husbands, and every night a different family is in charge of the meal.
That's cool.
And they actually volunteered. It wasn't my idea, like I was trying to delegate. They are really doing that. And then the snacks and stuff, that's me. But it's healthy. They're not going to – I don't want them to get mad at me. So, like I said, it's going to be healthier things.
Good. So that's great. Sounds like a good time.
It's going to be great. And we have different rooms because there's too many of us for a large room. So
yeah, that sounds fantastic.
So that'd be fun. And then it's got the beach and rented a pontoon boat and some other stuff.
Perfect.
Like, yeah, it's going to be fun. And we don't get together as often as I'd like. So that's going to be great. How about you? What do you
– Not sure yet. Not sure yet. Might be a game time decision.
But your kids are in Madison, right?
Yeah.
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 That's not too far away.
Yeah. Todd, how about you? What do you, like, your family, like, ours was, we always had the same thing every single 4th of July for my entire lifetime. We'd go to my Uncle Bill and Auntie Mary's camp that was on Little Shag Lake outside of Gwynn. And everybody would be there and everybody would play horseshoes and you'd have firecrackers. And it was always just everybody get together like that. And then there'd be some boat rides and things at night, bottle rockets. And I mean, just fun family type thing.
Mm-hmm. I think all the summer events for my family were pretty much the same.
Yeah.
You know, you'd grill out. Maybe it would be brats. Maybe it'd be chicken or something like that. Everybody would have a salad or whatever. So it was pretty standard. This year I'm going to Oshkosh, Menominee Park for the fireworks on Friday.
Cool.
Enjoying that. Little bit of food truck action down there.
Very nice. Yeah. Very nice. How's your food truck buddy doing?
Good. He's going to be there.
Reggie?
Yep. Reggie's doing
excellent.
Well.
Excellent.
Yep.
Excellent. Big fan of his. Trying to.
Absolutely.
Actually, where's he from?
He's from Haiti.
Haiti. Mm-hmm. Could you have him make a flag for Jim's flag? just throwing it out there.
Yeah.
But I just, you know what? It's one of those things that when you look back, you know, it seems like nowadays there's a lot more holidays and a lot more get-togethers and a lot more whatever. But back then, that was like your one big day of the summer.
Yeah.
Wasn't it? I mean, there weren't festivals at every little town every weekend, everything here, everything there. It was like, that was your one shot.
And then did you drink red, white, and blue beer?
My dad used to buy that sometimes.
For that day, right?
Well, I
that wasn't very
probably
good beer.
No, it was cheap.
Yeah,
my dad bought it because it was cheap.
Yeah, exactly.
It was that Pabst, Old Style, or Blatt's.
Well, we only had that on the 4th.
Really?
Yeah.
But we didn't have that in Michigan, I don't think, because like I said, we used to come down to Shopko Liquor, and that's where we'd get those beers.
I just remember having that.
But red, white, and blue beer. I still remember the cans.
Right.
The whole thing. Yeah.
With bottles, but yeah.
I still say Blatt's is the worst beer I've ever tasted.
No.
It's not good.
Worst ever.
I've got a picture of him. I was just a baby. He's holding me and he's giving me some Schlitz.
Yeah, that was up there too.
That
yeah.
was big. Yeah. That was popular. Yeah. But Pabst was my dad's go-to. Pabst.
But so the other thing I'm doing, because my three daughters and their husbands, I'm picking up my mom and bringing her there for a day.
Nice.
Because it's too crazy to go to her place because she's...
And bring everybody, right, whatever,
and then,
whatever.
And, other people are there. And yeah. So you don't, we're doing that. She's going to go. And I'm going to take her out in the pontoon boat so we just get to visit. And that'd be good. But that is a fun day because the weather's good. It's chill and there's no gifts. You know what I mean? It's like a little bit of a Thanksgiving.
Absolutely. I think that sounds great. Having your daughter's home, that's awesome.
Yeah. So
somebody, let us know out there, even Texas people, what are your, like, a family tradition that you guys always did that maybe you can't do anymore, that you just don't do anymore?
This is kind of getting up as one of the favorites because, like I said, there's not a lot of pressure, right?
Right.
They put on the fireworks. The fireworks are done by the, you know, community. Right. So you don't have to really do that. You eat, and like I said, I like the fact that there's not this pressure of gifts and kind of don't have to go to church.
I agree.
Oh, wow.
No, I'm having some people. I that's know. Stressful.
I agree. I mean, I agree. Like Easter? I wish you know what? I'm not as big of a church goer as I used to be, simply because I had to go so much back when I was an altar boy. I just feel like I've got a grace period.
Yeah. Okay.
You know what I mean?
For the rest of your life.
Well, yeah, because if other people go like one day a week, okay.
You're there.
And I was there like 3 months every day, I got like years
you do have
built up.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Okay.
So I'm going to.
I didn't realize you could stockpile that stuff.
Say, I have to read up on that.
Oh, yeah.
Not sure that's in the Bible.
It's in the Old Testament.
Okay.
Look it up. It was carved in stone.
It wouldn't be in the Old
Testament. They found it. An archaeologist found it in like someplace.
The third tablet.
Egypt that's right. Or someplace. He found it.
The one that got dropped?
Yes.
All right, quick break. Let the drug for you. Do ever what you want to
do. Coming over you. And the mayor on the go with the Civic Media app. Live, local, and always streaming. Download the app, choose WISS or WGBW, and tune in anywhere, anytime. Now, back to Mino and the Mayor. Here's John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here in a beautiful morning. And do we have Marla? We've got Marla. Marla Kopecky Penny. Empower freedom, focus on freedom. Just a little background. We had you in the studio in Oshkosh a month or so ago, and we were so impressed. Jim and I were both talking about this. We were so impressed with people like yourself and others do. And again, I came from my mother, because of a serious stroke, was disabled for, 42 years of her life. I've dealt with so many, wounded people and different types of things and amputees and that. And there's a special brand of people that say, I'm going to wake up every single morning and I'm going to give these people a bit of a lift and to help them out in certain ways. And you've devoted your life to that. So Jim and I were talking during the break how much we admire you and what you do.
Well, thank you so much. And I'm so excited to be back.
Oh, it's great to have you back.
That is, while it's kind to do, that is tough work. I really, just to cut to the chase. It's just
takes a special type
of
person.
It just does.
It's not a come from the heart. It's just not a here's my my thing and boom.
So, tell us why you're doing this and just the special person it takes.
That's a great question. Why am I doing this? I fell into it. I think I shared that the last time. Right. I kind of fell into this work, and I just love looking at all the possibilities of what everyone is able to do and able to contribute. And I believe everyone wants to live a life of purpose. And it is so rewarding, and it fills your heart so much when you see clients or students or your children or your parent be able to do something that they haven't been able to do and to fulfill a purpose. They feel so excited about themselves, and knowing that you've helped and you've supported them along that journey also fills your heart because you feel that excitement as well.
I'm just going to recap or restart who you are here. Founder Marla Kopecky Penny has spent the last 20 years working with children and adults with disabilities as an in-home therapist, respite care provider, special education teacher, evaluator, and so much more. Marla and her Empower Freedom team are focusing on helping folks of all abilities reach their goals through proven resources, guides, checklists, and more.
And to see that advancement, maybe something that we may not notice, but you being that close to it, maybe a small thing, but something that would be huge to them.
And that's, I should have read that part too.
Yeah.
You're empowering individuals with disabilities, families, and caretakers to live more independent lives right. and have more freedom
right.
to dream again and do what they love to do.
Yeah, it's the first time I remember feeling that moment was I had been working with a client and he had sensory issues. It was my first client and had significant needs, and sensory issues were one of them, touching different textures, being willing to do that. And we worked for months on different activities. And at that time, you know, 20 plus years ago, 25 actually, when I sit down and think about it. And all I did was one step at a time, just like, you know, get your hand closer to the bowl to touch the shaving cream, because we were working on the shaving cream texture. And when he finally touched the shaving cream and then he started playing in the shaving cream, like, it was such a rewarding experience. That was the first moment I felt it. And I've felt it so many times since, just that feeling of their excitement when they do it, their pride when they do it, when they achieve it. I just had one of my lean trainers send me a picture of a client of mine who's just learned to tie a shoe. You know, it's things we take for granted so oftentimes, because so many people just can do those things and can experience those things, that when you take the moment to appreciate every little small step, that's where it really lies.
I could not agree more with you, because I've lived through that too, and I know exactly what you mean.
And we have to give communities credit for advancing. I think disabilities, we sometimes think about, you know, wheelchairs, walking, but that sensory, even here in Green Bay, and I'm sure Oshkosh Appleton has addressed this as well, but, you know, we all worked the booth, the civic media booth at the county fair, and they did a lot more with sensory issues a couple of years ago. And we have Bay Beach is one of our amusement parks here in Green Bay, and they put it in like a sensory smaller area. And I think that's just great that people are realizing that it is a disability. Like you talked about the kid with the shaving cream. I mean, those are just things that people need to feel, the touch.
So yeah, when you guys are always looking for new employees, aren't you?
We are always looking for new employees. I actually just had one of my employees, because we're starting to work on our fall schedule. And it just hit, she messaged me last night. She goes, "Hey, here's what I'm looking at for fall. And one of my friends is going to apply, and she's doing this currently and all excited." And I said, "That's great. We always have a wait list." Like, and she goes, "Wait, a wait list for employees?" I go, No.
Yeah.
"We have a wait list for clients
who need our employees." But
exactly.
Tell everybody the type of person it takes. Again, it's not just punch a time clock type of job.
Not at all. So as far as employees, it's really my leads and my trainers can teach you how to do the job. You have to have passion. You have to want to be there. You have to engage and just have that heart. It's just, it's the person that when you walk into the room, you feel loved, right? Like, you feel good being in their presence. Those are who we're looking for. Like, that just person where they make you laugh. It's really looking at that personality, because we can teach you how to do the work.
The impact,
as long as you're willing to learn.
The impact, and again, I saw it personal, the impact that person can have on somebody's life is immeasurable, and they might not really realize it. Wouldn't you agree?
Mm-hmm. Oh, 100%. And it's not just on the individual, it's on the family, you know, and we're really starting to branch out into that as well, because as we've just alluded to, the wait list, that's everywhere. Everyone's on wait lists. So we're not only now branching out into supporting the clients, which we've done for 6 years with Focus on Freedom, we're now building out and supporting the caregivers, offering different seminars, offering different coaching, in-person classes to help empower them as well along in the journey. So if you're ready, and when you're ready, we're here wherever you're at in that journey to take that nugget and apply it. Is really, really what we do. So we've started to look at it as a whole family approach because we all impact each other.
So tell me, the client, how they get connected with Empower Freedom. And I know you have a waiting list, but still, I want listeners to know how to get on the list.
So Focus on Freedom is the company that has the wait list. So Empower Freedom, I have two sister companies. So we'll clarify that. So Empower Freedom is a subscription-based model that you can access anywhere. So all those people who are on wait list, they can check out empower-freedom.org and they can go on, and I have all the blogs that I've created, which are quick how-to reads, 1 to 3 minutes. So you're not having to spend a ton of time, or I have now videos that I'm uploading to give you nuggets of information. Then I have third-party resources to help you implement the strategy, as well as whatever visual supports. So I'm not sure if you're familiar with like a visual schedule, but think of it as a to-do list, a checklist. Those types of tools are extremely beneficial when we are talking about children and adults with diverse abilities. It helps them to structure up what we call executive functioning. I don't know if you've ever heard of that term before, but it's really being able to organize and put things in order and break them down. That's really where those pieces and parts come into place. Okay. So in that subscription-based model, they can go in, become a member. You can pay monthly or yearly, and all the tools are there. So you don't have to spend the hours, the months researching, trying to figure out how to implement, reading these big long books, reading all these different resources. It's there for you because people don't have the time. So that's Empower Freedom. And then Focus on Freedom is the one I started 6 years ago that is based within the counties that I serve. And so the reason that Empower Freedom started was because I was getting calls from all over. So Madison, Racine, North Carolina, Canada, I mean, all over for help because they found me online. And I said, I need to start helping these people too. If they don't have support there, how can we get it to them? So if they're willing to do it and read it and work through implementing it and connect with me, that resource is there for them. And then Focus on Freedom is the company that really works here in Northeast Wisconsin, in the Winnebago, Outagamie, Fond du Lac counties, and slightly beyond. We're starting to branch out a little bit, where we're really working with the clients in the home and doing those wraparound coaching, one-to-one in-person classes. So those are the two different companies.
Do you get funding from the state? Are you funded through the school system? Okay, good.
So Focus on Freedom is purely funded through what we call the CLTS waiver program. I'm not sure. Are you familiar at all with the CLTS waiver
program? I'm not that one, but you don't have to get into that. I'm glad to hear that because, you know, there's.
But that would be the avenue with which we're funded.
All right, good.
There's a TV station up in the UP that I first somehow get on Spectrum Cable here, and I swear half their newscasts are sponsored by one of the groups up there looking for people, exactly the type of people that you find and train and employ and everything like that. But the lady talked, I saw one of the specials, she says, you have no idea how many services we've had to cut back that would be helping these people. We just can't do it. We don't have, and I mean, it's breaking their hearts that they don't have people to help out.
That's really why I started diving into the caregiver piece. I really started diving in about a little over 2 years ago, I think, where I started my Foundations in Caregiving course, which is an on-demand course for parents and caregivers. It's kind of like a one-on-one style of course. And then this past year, actually, I've launched two programs within the last 3 months that have kind of started taking off. And it's all about helping parents and caregivers write one-to-one. So my personalized family support plan, we create a personalized plan where we're working with them. If you know anything about special education and school districts, it's called an individual education plan, an IEP. We walk through that. We walk through 504s, all of those tools, but we also do and show them how to implement strategies in the home. So then I'm in working with them. So for example, the client I'm working with right now, we're working on we did their IEP first, and now we're working on an emotional regulation strategy in the home using visuals to help them implement and calm during those frustrations.
Marla Kopecky-Penny, phenomenal. Empower Freedom. Tell everybody a one-stop shop where they can find you and get any information they need.
So for Focus on Freedom, it's at focusonfreedom.org. So that's if you're in Winnebago, Outagamie, Fond du Lac counties, check us out there. And for our subscription, it's at empower-freedom.org.
Thanks for what you do. Yeah, I mean, you truly help make people's lives better who wouldn't have that if it wasn't for people like you and all the people that you employ and take care of these people. So seriously, from my heart, thank you for what you do.
Thank you.
You bet. We got to start a quick break. Sean in the house? Sean Katzbeck in the house? Did he hide into a little box of treats? What's up with that? Thank you for doing that, Sean.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
On the mayor here, Sean Katzbeck, director of tourism, the city of Marinette Logging and Heritage Festival coming up. Had a nice drive down, didn't have a chance, of course, to get those little kind of those fruity little things you brought over that were so delicious. Those raspberry ones were unbelievable. Did you have the raspberry?
I did. Raspberry's my favorite when it comes to that stuff.
Best of all the different fruits.
Yeah. Good stuff. Well, like I said, I was going to buy you breakfast sandwiches.
Sure. Right. You pulled out the oldest Mino line in history.
I forgot my wallet. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, I didn't forget it. I realized where it was. I was like, I traveled all the way from Marinette without my wallet.
You doing all right gas-wise to get back home?
Yeah.
Loan a few bucks?
Yeah, could you give me a 20?
Some money? right.
Yeah, like I got a 20 in my pocket. what we got here? Blatt's was great. No one wanted to drink our beer in college when we had it.
Sean.
Brian.
We were talking about back in the day the family when and your dad threw a barbecue or whatever you did. Do you remember the kind of beer that you had?
We had Stroh's.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Stroh's.
I forgot about Stroh's. So that was a huge Michigan beer.
Yeah. And being a good Chicagoan, old style.
Okay.
Old style. That was good beer.
Yeah. Old style was.
Was there did it kind of go by nationalities?
I think so.
I think so too.
Yeah, I do. Yeah, definitely. I mean, growing up, that was my grandfather's beer. He was German.
That's what I was going to say. That Heilman seems like a real German beer.
Yeah.
But the 4th of July was not a hard liquor day.
No.
It was beer.
It was beer. Yeah.
Totally.
Because my dad didn't drink beer, but I think he did on that day.
You know, it's interesting. My wife and I were talking about this, back in the day, The amount of hard liquor that our parents drank, though, I mean, it was. I've got these beautiful Tom Collins glasses that hardly ever come out that were my grandfather's. Yeah. Everything was a mixed drink.
And I liked when they travel and they had those little suitcases.
No one ever carries a flask anymore. My dad would carry a flask to every game, every Packer game, every high school football game. They would always carry a flask.
Well, he had you know what I'm talking about? Those little
kids. I do, absolutely.
The jiggers and just to make the stuff.
Yep,
and the
I had one for my grandfather. My grandfather.
I'd like to find that.
Both my grandfathers were German, but my mom's father was on he had his own bar set up. I mean, it was the coolest thing.
But I mean, at Packer games, when the Packers would score a touchdown, he and his partner,
Eric, pass it around.
He would take out the flask and have a shot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you don't see that anymore.
But, they don't, I come to think of that, they didn't really have a lot of diversity in their drinks. I mean, it was pretty much Manhattans and martinis at our house. I knew how to make those when I was a little kid, and I mean a little kid.
I'm only laughing because I would often joke around that my grandfather would yell out to my uncle. My uncle actually worked for a distributor. So he'd get all these different types of liquors all the time. Oh. They just yell, Bob, fix me a highball. So in our house, it was a highball. Oh. I mean, it just was what it was. But yeah, I mean, you knew how to make them then.
Yeah.
And you knew how to drink them at early age.
Yeah. Todd, I imagine you did too.
Dad was always brandy old-fashioned.
Right. Oh.
So here's, and I got to tell this story, because my dad worked for the railroad for 35 years. Never, ever missed a day of work.
Wow.
Okay?
Wow.
Except once.
Okay.
It was his birthday the night before, and he had a few too many brandy old-fashions. So I was getting up and getting ready for work, and I realized I didn't have any work socks. So I thought, well, I'll just borrow a pair of dad's, right? So I walked in, and my dad's laying in the bed. And I'm like, oh, my God, he's dead, because my dad was never in bed at 7 o'clock in the morning.
Right.
Just hung over.
Wow.
Hung over. Never had a brandy old-fashioned again that. Yeah.
Do you know that until I moved to Wisconsin, I had never heard or I didn't know what an old-fashioned or a Manhattan were? Those are not other parts of the state or other parts of the country, I should say. I didn't know what either one of those were.
Manhattans aren't everywhere?
I had never seen one before.
Oh.
I mean, maybe they are.
I mean, brandy, old-fashions, I know, are kind of us.
But I never knew what an old-fashioned was. Yeah, I didn't know what a Manhattan was.
Okay.
But I never like, heard anybody getting one. What I mean? But but an old-fashioned, I never, until I got here, then I tried it.
Martinis in India, if you put in too much of that dry vermouth, it's like, Dad, why do you even buy this stuff? You know, you put in a more like a half.
What is that for? What is vermouth for?
Well, in the Manhattan, it's sweet vermouth, right?
And then so it's just to sweeten it a little bit, or what? I don't get vermouth.
Well, there's dry vermouth and sweet vermouth, right?
One's vermouth. Are they out? Do they have alcohol though?
Yeah, a little bit.
Oh, they do.
They do have a little bit, but
you know, I think if we had forget, he wouldn't even know. But it's just a little. Sometimes you just
Just a little splash. But I just never knew exactly what the purpose was.
And then, the only thing he would change up once in a while was the garnishment on it, you know, mushrooms or something. But
I'll tell you, first time I had a thing with pickled mushrooms.
Yeah. Right.
It's like, whoa! Or even the pickled green beans and stuff.
Well, that's great. That's what I'm saying. That was always kind of the fun part of it, you know?
Yeah, I've never put any vegetables in my tree.
No?
not like the Brussels?
No, nothing. Yeah.
All right.
Oh, although I think I will put a lime or lemon. Yeah.
Yeah. You
know, but I'd never known the art of Bloody Marys that people do around here.
Oh, that's good. Holy over the top. Cow. That.
Yeah, I mean, you got burgers in there. You've got.
Right. I mean, it was
bratwurst in there.
Right. Chicken.
Yeah.
I mean, the only thing you really.
Chicken thigh.
Right. I mean, it's nice when you put in the hot stick. You know, the sausage stick.
Yeah. Sure. I like those.
But. I mean, now it's like, it's a dinner.
Oh, I mean, they're like $18-$20.
It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
It's like a buffet in there.
Yeah, but it's amazing how if you just have one Bloody Mary type thing and you just have that one real good pickled piece of garnish, how much that enhances
that. The Bloody Mary mix is the bomb. That's what makes, there's some really good places. But
all right, you got to go.
I do.
Sean Katzbeck,
we're going to talk about your great logging and heritage festival coming up. You guys do it right up there. Every festival's great. This is going
to
be a fun one, too.
Looking forward
Bring
to
the kids.
Talk about it.
And we're going to be talking alcohol at 8:35 with a cross distributing. Back after this.
It helps me unwind, and sometimes it makes me feel.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.